Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you stayed with me, too, because we've got our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is a longtime original member of our Brain Trust. She is has surpassed 11 years as a member of our Brain Trust. What great leadership that is to for someone to continue to come back with us on the show and try to help you with your small businesses and me with mine. And she's the president of the Galen Institute. As I said earlier in the hour when I was telling you that Grace Marie was going to join us, that nobody on the planet knows more about the whole picture on the healthcare debate, not just the political issues, not just the public policy issues, but also the marketplace issues. And she's working so hard to make sure that this debate is fully conducted. And that's what makes me so proud of her. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Such a pleasure always, Jim, to be with you.
It's good to have you back. I've never seen you working so hard.
Oh,
I've been
goodness.
Keeping up with you. And I have to say, Grace Marie, it's appropriate. Your work, your dedication is justified. I've been talking about healthcare reform more in the last 6 months than I ever have before. The debate is such that the president is, as I said the other day, like a poker player. He's all in on this. Congress, the Democrats in Congress, especially, I guess the Republicans too, everybody is all in on this. I mean, this thing is getting to a fever pitch, isn't it?
Well, you know, they're all in, but so are the American people.
I
had 13 radio interviews yesterday.
Wow.
And I had two op-eds up, one in the New York Post yesterday
I
and
saw
one
that
on National Review Online.
Congratulations.
And it's just people are focusing on this, and they want to know, what's in this for me? The New York Times, I believe it's the New York Times, I was reading this on the Internet this morning, has an article today about a guy watching the president's news conference on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
incredibly frustrated that he's not getting answers to his questions about how is this going to affect me? What's going to happen to my premiums? Who's going to decide what's in my plan?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was somebody who wants to support this plan, but he's got so many questions about it. And unfortunately, in the news conference on Wednesday night, the president did nothing to answer any questions to really move the ball along in helping people understand this plan.
Well, what it seems to me is happening is they still think that they can use campaign rhetoric to try to get something to get real laws passed, and in America, something is as personal as our health care. We don't want campaign rhetoric. We want details,
and
the details have to make sense, don't they?
That's exactly right. And the American people want to know how this is going to affect them. And one thing that is really the sleeper issue is the individual mandate. The mandate the federal mm-hmm. government is going to require all of us to have health insurance that the government defines. The government tells us how much we're going to pay, and the government tells us how much it's going to penalize us if we don't buy the policy. That's something that doesn't really have a lobbying constituency like the insurance industry or
right.
the pharmaceuticals or the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
That's the American people. Once they find out about this,
tell the audience
now
which versions.
All of them.
Is in every one of them?
The president, for a long time, said during the campaign that he opposes what's called an individual mandate, a mandate that the government requires you as a person to
right.
have health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And all during the campaign, he said it's not that people don't want health insurance, it's they can't afford it.
Yeah.
So he opposed the individual mandate in all of his debates with Hillary. He is now saying that he's become convinced that you cannot get to universal coverage without an individual mandate. Well, just wait until all the young people that
mm-hmm.
supported him find out that they are going to be subject to this mandate.
Well, they're already probably half of the uninsured by choice.
Well, maybe not half, but a big enough percentage. And The worst part is that under all these plans, they want to level out the amount that people pay in premiums so that older people don't have to pay as much as younger people. So that means not only are these younger people going to be subject to this mandate, and they're also going to have to pay higher prices for their coverage than they otherwise would.
Right. Well, you know, speaking of mandates, now that you brought that topic up, aren't the states frightened of this because they've got the Medicaid mandates that are breaking their backs right now?
Well,
isn't this going to? I was thinking about this. I was reading your New York Post article, Grace Marie, and that you had yesterday, and you talked about the governors being concerned about this. I'm just imagining the federal government saying, "Don't worry, in a couple of 3 years, we'll push all this out of Washington. We'll push it out to the states."
No, that's even pretty explicit. The government is saying, you know, to the states, and that is a whole different kind of mandate. This is an unfunded mandate on the states.
Yeah.
That they have to increase access to the eligibility threshold for Medicaid, the program designed for lower-income Americans that the federal and the state government jointly pay for. Well, the feds are saying, the legislation that's now circulating would say, we want you to increase dramatically the income eligibility for Medicaid, and we'll pay your costs for the first 5 years or the first 3 years or something, and then after that, we have to go back and share the bill. Mm-hmm. Well, the governors are saying we're not buying that.
Right.
You know, you're getting us into this box, and then we're going to have to be in perpetuity.
Well, and don't forget that whenever the federal government wants to change that to sharing the load to not sharing the load to you just doing it on your own.
Yeah.
They can do that.
Right.
Or they can try, and they will because that gets the spending off of their backs, doesn't it?
And the opposition to this was bipartisan. The Democratic governors were just as unhappy with this as the Republican governors.
Grace Marie, the approach to this seems like amateur hour to me. The way they don't really know how they want to fund this, how they want to structure it, how they want to make this thing happen. This just seems like amateur hour to me. Am I missing something?
You are not. And the thing that is just shocking to me is that President Obama seems to believe that he can sell, that all he has to do is be a good salesman.
Turn on the charm.
He doesn't have to be involved in the details. Let Congress do that. In fact, he told several senators in a private meeting several months ago, he said, whatever you pass, I'll be able to sell it.
Wow. Hold on to that thought, Grace Marie. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back. We got a lot more to come. We're going to talk about the taxes that are being proposed to pay for this. 20 after. Stay with us. So I don't have to dream alone.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, ladies and gentlemen. Classic song, never gets old, from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds or 3 minutes or 15 minutes or anywhere in between, on any topic under the small business sun. You can find a question answered. You can find an article to read, an interview to listen to, something that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. My blog is there. Lots and lots of stuff. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, is our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Galen Institute, working very hard to make sure that honesty and reality is imposed on the national healthcare reform debate that's going on right now, and I'm so proud of her for this. Grace Marie, one of the things that the president talks about in his portrayal of what he wants to accomplish, and you pointed this out in your article yesterday in the New York Post, he says that we're going to have lower costs, we're going to promote choice, and we're going to provide coverage for all Americans. How is that selling in Peoria?
You know, those are really the cost, quality, access are the three things that always are the crucial issues that we have to address if any health reform plan is going to be taken seriously. And the president has made promises on all three of them. He said, for example, that I'm not going to sign anything that doesn't lower costs. Well, the Congressional Budget Office said not only does this not lower costs, it increases them and adds dramatically to the federal debt deficit.
That's Mr. Elmendorf.
Strike one.
The director
of Congressional Budget Office.
Congressional Budget, Douglas Elmendorf said that. Okay.
Number two. Then he says, and if you like the coverage you have now, you'll be able to keep it. Excuse me, the Lewin Group, which is a very respected analytic firm, independent firm, said that as many as 120 million Americans are going to lose their private coverage if this new government health insurance program goes into effect.
How would that happen?
Because all these mandates we're talking about earlier, the government is going to mandate that you have to buy coverage and that your employer has to help pay for it. Well, what's everybody going to do? They're going to go to the cheapest way to fulfill this mandate because, by the way, the mandate's going to be for much more expensive coverage than most people have now. Everything from super
It may not tough, be better coverage, but it'll be more expensive.
At least on paper, it will be.
It won't be more targeted for what that person needs.
That's
necessarily.
Right.
It'll be what the government thinks we should have.
And then what's going to happen is that people are going to the government will initially underprice its plan, drive private health insurance companies out of business, so that we don't have any choice.
Why aren't the health care companies, the private health care companies, why aren't they storming the ramparts over this?
They are. They realize.
But I'm not hearing a lot of noise out of them. I mean, I know I see some reporting on it, but these guys ought to be all over the place.
The White House is intimidating them. It is basically saying anybody that goes on the air and talks about our plan and you're not at the table trying to help us get this plan, we're coming down on you.
The bully pulpit.
I mean, this is tough politics here.
Yeah, this is not beanbag, folks.
Everybody's afraid to be the first one out there criticizing the plan. What's going to happen is that they're all going to have to go up together, which actually may happen. The Congress is not going to meet the president's deadline to get health reform passed, but by the August recess out of both houses of Congress, neither house is going to vote on it. And so everybody's going to be out there in August talking about the House bill. We do actually have legislative language, so we know what they're up to on both the House side and the Senate side. So the legislation is real clear, and I think you're going to start to see a lot of opposition. And then the third thing is the quality piece, where the president says, you know, talks about the Mayo Clinic and other systems like that as really the top health systems in the country, and he wants all health systems to emulate. Well, the Mayo Clinic and a number of other top systems like that sent a letter to Congress a few days ago saying, if this bill passes, we're out of business.
Yeah.
We cannot possibly keep our doors open if you're going to pay us at the rates that are being proposed.
Let me ask you a question, Grace Marie. Why does any kind of health care reform bill need to be passed? I mean, why do we need a law to reform? I mean, I'm worried that we're going to wind up with something that's going to be what the single payer folks want light. It's going to be a light version of that, and they'll take it because that's all they can get. But it'll be the camel nose under the tent. Why do we have to have anything this year?
There are problems in the health sector that need to be fixed. There are ways that are keeping us from the kind of innovation, choice, and quality we need. I testified last week before the Senate Commerce Committee about the value of innovation and how much is happening right now in our health system. But there are several things that we need to do, including equalizing the tax treatment of health insurance, to really get this going. But you're right. We do not need a sweeping 1,000-page overhaul of our health sector.
Right. Well, especially since there's nothing on the table that I can tell Grace Marie that provides for market solutions. This all seems to be focused on government solutions.
Oh, 100%.
And if what we need is a competing program that offers market solutions, that part is not in the debate right now, is it?
Well, that the competing program would be enabled. You just need the incentives for it by allowing people to have their tax break to be portable.
Which is what you're going to explain on the other side of these messages. She's going to stay with us an extra segment. We're going to discuss this, folks. The other side of this debate that needs to be talked about right now, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blassingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Grace Marie Turner is our guest and our good friend, the president of the Galen Institute. That's galen.org, right, Grace Marie?
That's right.
Tell us about it.
Galen.org, we are a think tank specializing in free market ideas for health reform. We do not need to turn this one-sixth of our economy over to the federal government. We need to turn this over to businesses, to people, to families to make their own decisions and get some of the obstacles out of their way. That's what policy needs to do, is get the incentives right, get rid of some of the things that are keeping people from making their own choices, and the system will correct itself. We do not need to have Congress turn over all power and authority to Washington.
And folks, the Galen.org is where you need to go to find out the other side of the debate. Fully represented there. And also, you have a petition, don't you, Grace Marie?
We do, and I'd love for people to join us. It's they can go to a dedicated website at Do No Harm Petition, and you need the word petition in there, donoharmpetition.org, and join us. It talks not only about what we don't want to see in any legislation that comes through Congress, but also the ideas of what we do want to have happen and how we can get the system moving in the back in the right direction.
Grace Marie, let's be a little more specific about the other side of this debate, the market side, the portability side, the reforming, but the adjusting of the current system to be more effective and more efficient from a market standpoint and more along 21st century lines of the way the marketplace works. Let's talk about some of those things. Talk to us about portability. Another proposal that should be being made in Washington these days.
Well, and actually is. I spoke yesterday afternoon with Congressman Paul Ryan, who's a smart Republican congressman from Wisconsin, who's co-sponsored a bill with Senator Tom Coburn and Richard Burr, Oklahoma, North Carolina, called the Patient's Choice Act. And it, really, we've got to do three things, and this bill embodies many of these principles. First of all, level the playing field on the tax treatment of health insurance. You get the same tax break whether you buy health insurance on your own or get it through work.
The tax break that your company gets for providing insurance, if you want to provide it yourself, you get the tax break yourself, right, not just the company.
And with small businesses, if you're self-employed, you can get a tax deduction for 100% of your premium.
Right.
If you buy it on your own. But see
that's what's been prevented from happening by the people who want the government to provide health insurance. They won't allow the laws. They've voted against the laws which we had previously, Senator Enzi's law, right? The Association of Health Plans. Mm-hmm. You know, that was killed. That would have helped an awful lot in this area, wouldn't it?
It would have, but you know, the thing that people most need. So once we level the playing field, people need some other way to buy group insurance other than the workplace. It works for some, a lot of people, but not for, you know, some 46 million Americans.
And that's what I mean by the 21st century reality we've got.
Let it be portable. Give people other ways to group. Let them buy health insurance through church groups, labor organizations, professional associations, and let them buy health insurance across state lines so they can find the best deal.
That's along the lines of the Association of Health Plans. Grace Marie, these are components of reform, ladies and gentlemen, that are not currently in the main bills that are being debated and about to be voted on right now.
No, they're much more micromanaging and federal command and control. And the third thing we need to do, just to finish that, so equalize the tax subsidies, new places to buy health insurance, and we need a better, stronger safety net at the state level for people to purchase health insurance. that may have pre-existing conditions. Those three things would be transformative.
But what the government doesn't like about this, folks, is it gives them less power, less control over your everyday lives,
right,
which is what they want. Grace, very quickly, this thing is not going to be voted on before the break, but the August recess is a time when we need to be letting our members of Congress know how we feel about this, and we got a chance to kill this, don't we?
Well, we want to get the right kind of reform. We're not going to get the right kind of reform out of this bill. So what we need to do is, if legislators understand what people really want, they'll go back to the drawing board, see if we can come up with bipartisan support. Actually, refundable tax credits for purchasing health insurance has got bipartisan support.
Mm-hmm.
A smaller bill.
What are the chances that could happen? Then we could get that stuck in there this time.
Well, it's entirely possible.
I wish I were more hopeful about that. I'm afraid I'm cynical about that happening. Hey, Grace Marie, thanks for all the hard work you're doing. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, with the Galen Institute. That's Galen, GALEN.org. Check out their website. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.